We're in a lesson about the Arvut law. We'll read excerpts from the sources.
First of all, I want to emphasize, nevertheless, why are we talking about the Arvut so much? If we didn't learn it 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, no. It wasn't learned by Kabbalists in the previous generations. We learn it in detail more and more and wants to truly enter into our work between us, all of us, because we are in the last generation. We need to be in a state in which we're implementing the force of Arvut between us with all our might, and to also cover the whole world with the law of Arvut, so that the whole world will behave according to this law of Arvut. Therefore, we study it so extensively. We need ourselves to understand, feel, convince ourselves that other than the law of Arvut, there is nothing. That's the law of the right connection between all the parts of creation that we're here to observe this. The Creator shattered the soul of Adam HaRishon, and we need to connect all these parts of the Kli together to the existence between this, in order to make it under the reforming light. We need to know how to draw this reforming light in order to observe the Arvut between us. And to the extent in which we succeed, the Creator will be revealed between us. This is what it means that in the Torah He is revealed. This is what we have. Therefore, again and again, we return to this topic and continue it. Please.
So, chosen excerpts about the Arvut, excerpt number 21 from a speech for the completion of the Zohar by Baal HaSulam.
I would like to also add, you can see how we exist in the current reality, in this world, in this pandemic that's coming on us and not leaving. And Israel has now become the first place in the world with the number of coronavirus sick people. Out of how many are sick out of every 100,000, the percentage of people that are sick.
Relative sick, to the
percentage
per population. The first place in the world, and we talked about this a few months ago, that this is going to happen because we are to blame for this spreading pandemic. So as usual, at first we're given some kind of time that we will try, and then if we don't try to bring this correction, then it's revealed, and it will be revealed more and more. Also, yesterday we talked to the writers about this, that we're going to absorb more and more. All those who are drawn to the Creator will absorb it even more, because they are actually to blame, meaning us, Bnei Baruch, from Chile to China to, as it's written, from India to Kush. We are all to blame for this state being existing and happening. So let's try and bring this information, this knowledge to the world for the correction of it. Okay? PT
25. Rav, you mentioned the corona and Israelis, so about that I wanted to ask. It seems like people aren't afraid to be sick. Most people don't care about it. They go to restaurants, they parties, There's no fear about it. So how can you grab people? There's no problem. Corona spreading in Israel. So what? People aren't afraid of the disease.
It's not a problem to scare the people. The Creator can bring the fear without the corona or anything. It's not a matter of fear. It's a matter of awareness. And it doesn't necessarily have to be from fear. They need to understand slowly, slowly that the correction of the world depends on them, both on the corporeal Israel and the spiritual Israel, which is us from all the nations and all the continents. The spiritual Israel is Bnei Baruch. The corporeal Israel is the Israeli people, the Jews. They too need to be aimed somewhat towards the correction of creation. And we see that we're not so concerned with it, not us, the spiritual Israel. That's all our friends, no matter where they're from. And not the corporeal Israel, who also came out of the 70 nations that were in Babel. And today they are called Jews, they don't even know why. Both need to yearn, and after them, the whole world, for the correction of the Arvut. And then, to that extent, only to the extent in which we define the Arvut between us, to that extent, we will be able to be healed. Otherwise, no. And who will suffer? Certainly, first of all, the Israel of all of humanity. As it has already happened, in the Second War, in the Second World War, and it will happen even more. Yes.
About that, maybe because we are first place in the sickness in the world, so they'll say that they have to drive the Jews out of here and do this and that, they'll use it as an excuse?
It could be, of course. But on the other hand, it's actually the opposite. We're actually going to free them and let them be with them between them. Where they stop you from leaving your apartment, so Israel, don't let you come out of your country. Such blows will come that we will all be aimed towards the goal. Hebrew 10.
Why is it hard for Israel to feel guilty?
Because they're the most egoistical. There's no more egoistical nation than Israel. And therefore, on one hand, they're very successful in all the different businesses, science, etc. Because their ego is great and varied. But on the other hand, to put some kind of matter of correction. But if they accept it, the whole world follows them without any problems. Therefore, the whole world has a claim towards Israel. Why are you not doing this and this and this? This is actually the inner feeling in humanity that a lot depends on Israel, on the Jews. Also, according to history, what can we do? We have caused lots of developments in humanity.
What is that potential that, on one hand, you're saying that
the big will to receive that is in those people that are called Jews, or from those people who are drawn to that goal? The big will to receive, through which they want to come to the revelation of the Creator, to everything. Where does this come from? From the scrutinies that come after the shattering of the Kli of Adam HaRishon.
The phenomena in Israel that most people are just sick of this corona, that's the truth. They don't care. People don't care. They were at home for 6 months and...
Wait, what are you, what are you talking about? Are you like, the supporting or what?
What can we do for this place that they're sick of the...
Disseminate. I can't stand redundant words. We must disseminate the method of correction, the obligation, the commitment of correction. That's it. And I don't want to hear what's in them, because what's in them, it's like in beasts. The will to receive is developed, and the response to it, and the response to the disease, and all that. So the will to receive is aiming itself always wherever it can run away from the, from any burden.
אפשר לשאול?
כן.
מה תפקיד
ישראל?
Can I ask? Yes.
What's the role of spiritual Israel now towards the second wave? The spiritual Israel.
The spiritual Israel needs to explain that all these waves were and will be more and more until we understand that the healing of all of humanity depends on us. And that it's not a matter of the healing of humanity from the coronavirus, but rather from our big ego, from the mutual repulsion that we have, especially in the people of Israel. Look, there is no nation that... How should we say this? That is more divided like Israel. Each hates the Jew in him and doesn't agree with him and does agree, and each is in that inner split, even inside of each person. And that doesn't exist in any other person in the world, because we're included of two. The part of us that's the nation of the world, and a part in us that is the Israel. And therefore we are not capable of being in silence, even a person with himself. And what can you do? Only the method of correction can help here, but they don't want it.
How do you deal with this inner split?
Only by disclosing the need for it, the necessity for it. That's dissemination.
So how does the spiritual Israel take responsibility, feel their role?
My dissemination, we have nothing else, Dudi. What else would you recommend? What can we do? We can continue what we receive from above, extend it onwards to all the directions, because we're in the last generation. That's it. We have come to a state in which slowly, slowly, but in the whole world, the matter of Arvut must spread. Because it's the law of the one Kli in which the one Creator is revealed. And that's called the last generation.
By Israel now becoming closer to the state and everything, so what does it mean that we didn't do good before? Or everything was okay? We're just going into the next step.
No, we didn't do anything throughout history since the ruin of the Second Temple until today. We are continuing the same ruin, the same unfounded hatred. But we've been through several stages, and now we have come according to its timing, according to the axis of time. We have come to a time in which we're in a period of the last generation. And then whatever we didn't correct before, and what we had to correct altogether, now it is all assembled into this period called the last generation. And we must nevertheless correct everything, either by Torah or by suffering. One or the other. The free choice for the time being is in us. It has yet been taken from us. It has not been taken from us yet, but it could be. God forbid, if the Creator takes that from us, that opportunity to advance in the way of good, and then we begin, as it's written in the prophets, to advance only through sufferings, which God forbid that happens. That's something terrible. That's worse than what you can read about the future of the world from all the scientists and and so on.
Who's guilty about the second wave and the descent of Israel now?
The Bnei Baruch writers.
Is dissemination freedom of choice?
It's an obligation for each and every one.
Thank you. Dissemination is the method of connection that we're offering humanity.
The dissemination itself is not the method of correction. It's a means for correction. By disseminating it, you're just disseminating information, but you're not disseminating the force or anything. You're causing it. You're advancing them towards that. That's not the correction itself. The correction itself is caused by the reforming light.
But dissemination is a necessary condition to draw light.
Yes, yes. See what Baal HaSulam writes about this. Hence, we are obligated to open seminaries. And
is it also correct for the people of Israel, the corporeal people of Israel, or the world that...
No. For the people of Israel, you can't say today the people of Israel, because there are those who are immersed in such states that you can't reach. And you can't even, they can't even hear a peeps from you. But those who can hear, you must advertise it, and those are parts of the people of Israel and also part of the nations of the world. As in the nation of the world, don't forget that there are the 10 tribes. The 10 tribes. Do you understand? That's 5 times what we have here. Even 6 times. What we have here. Today, let's say, amongst the Jews, it's millions and millions that are not called Jews, are called Jews. It's not important. But it's also the nations of the world and also those who belong to Israel who left Babel and then dispersed during the ruin of the second temple, and also those who intermingled with them and got married with them and all those souls. It's many people in the world. We think that it's just a small little percentage. These are many people in the world. I don't know what happened. It's 30%, 60% of the world. You don't know. All of a sudden you'll discover that who's not?
And all those that are scattered around, they are the ones that are ready to get this message of Avut because we're in the last generation?
Yes.
There's an actual preparation, they're ready for...
There is or there isn't, that will be revealed. I remember that when I left Russia, I was... I received the prohibition from leaving from... there from the government. But nevertheless, Jews started to leave at that time. And then they said, well, how many do we have there to leave? 1 million? Up to 2? They asked the rabbi from Lubavitch. He's also from Russia. He says, in Russia, there are at least 20 million Jews. 20 million. But they thought maybe from 1 to 2. Do you understand? And I believe him. He was one who understood and was in that connection. Meaning, we don't know. These are millions that we need to awaken. And the people of the nations of the world that were developed and in the correction of the world and were ready to reveal the method of correction. How are they any different than those who left Babel? Let's say I came out of Babel 3.5 million years ago, 3,500 years ago. And there's someone who's coming out of Siberia or Mexico or something. What's the difference? Altogether, it's the same humanity, where someone was before and someone was later. And now we're all joining because we're in the last generation. I don't think there's a point of even counting today. It's like Baal HaSulam says. That everyone, the smallest to the greatest, are all equal and so on. Okay. Hebrew 10.
Good morning, Rav. We are learning a method. And a lot of people are disseminating methods of connection. We are saying the light that reforms, but people don't know that. People want something practical. What is the practice that we are offering people? Because a person today...
I don't know. I can't tell you now. First of all, your question is such that you can't answer. We have a method. We need to bring it to the whole world. Ask the writer's department or the ideology or someone else how they do that. Not me. I can't answer that. Truly so. PT 25.
I want to continue my question from earlier. We said that the people lost the fear in their indifference towards the state. So I'm asking, why is the Creator bringing this sickness? How does it work?
Upon this plague, now other blows will come, that they'll hate us, that they'll close us up, that they'll give us blows in all kinds of ways, out of blaming us. For the pandemic, there's a reason. And you think the world won't accept it? They'll take it on. Just like they accepted it each time that the Jews are to blame, that they're spreading cholera or the pox or, yeah. So what? They're the ones who invented the coronavirus. That's it. And now everyone's suffering. Then they discover where it comes from. And there are already such preparations in the world. Don't worry, it will come.
So now we can use, let's say we will be blamed, they'll say it's us, we won't have any way to...
If by that you can convince Jews, then tell them that. Tell them. As long as they understand that we need to be closer, at least not to do such riots in the streets, the hatred within the people, demanding each from the other something... It's something terrible. Every Jew, like I said, himself is connected of two. From the nations of the world, the part of Malchut in him, and the part of Bina in him. And therefore he is in this inner split, and wants to build two synagogues, to there to go in and there not to go into. That's inside of him. There's nothing you can do. But we need to see how to bring this to the right connection and to the right usage. And specifically, those people that have that inner split can rise to the Creator and give Him a place to be revealed, to bring Him contentment. Because from that split that's between them, they can start to build a kli for Him, which has both aviyut and purity, both the will to receive and the intention in order to bestow. And the two of them will be connected to the middle line towards the Creator.
Thank you, because I was searching for this like way to awaken people. Because the plague itself, people are indifferent. But you're saying that by us expecting bad relation from the world towards us, because of the plague, we can already warn it. People by that.
Yes, we are not allowed to calm down. We need to understand that this whole attitude certainly comes from above, from the Creator, and we have our business is with Him only. And the whole matter of humanity, it's like the matter. It's like matter that this is happening upon. Well, what can we do? I guess we'll go and answer some more questions, and I can see that Tel Aviv 10.
Toda Rav.
Thank you, Av. In dissemination, what comes before what? To disseminate overseas or in Israel?
That's not questions for the lesson, but it's more important to disseminate in Israel. We talked about this yesterday too. There was a question like that yesterday or the day before, and see what's written there, what we're talking about there.
Galil West.
What's considered a good ground to work in spirituality?
Connection between friends in the ten. Chaver.
Rav, good morning. If Arvut is a law of nature, why doesn't it work on us? Why doesn't it obligate us to be in Arvut towards one another?
There are many laws of nature that don't operate on us because we're not activating them. We need to come to the observance of that law, and then through that law, we will see what can be done. There are many such laws in nature that until we execute them, we're not aware of them. Just like nuclear energy. Until we came to using it for good or for bad, we didn't know that it existed. The same thing with the law of Arvut. Until you connect humanity according to this law, you don't have any idea about it, that it exists.
Thank you, Rav. I just heard you say that we cannot calm down. We're in the last generation. And from your study, we've learned that we are the Rosh. And from your study, I've learned that it starts from me. And it started here in Los Angeles in this tent. I have still the burning that you put into me, into us, and I seem to be burning everyone around us, and we're really, really doing a lot of things. Some friends want
question,
and I want to keep pushing them. I just want to do the proper thing and put the proper intention. If my goal is to push, how can I push right?
I don't know. That's all I'm talking about all the time. And you, at the end of the lesson, are asking me how to do it. Awaken them. Give them what to read. Talk to them through the Gabbai, through the Shatz, to the group, through other groups. You have to do that. Each of us. If one feels that his 10 is not driven enough for the dissemination of the method of correction, that's our main work, to disseminate the revelation of the Creator to the creature. That's the main thing. We call it dissemination. So if we operate in that direction, then it's okay.
In what we learned from our Arvut, from Rabash, we wanted to give you an update from the Rabash night we had last night, if it's okay.
No, not now. After the lesson. After the lesson, we have a few minutes where everyone hears. Then you can tell about it. No. The lesson is only for the lesson. That's why if you're asking questions from all the groups, beware that you ask questions to the point only.
Kabu, one.
Shalom, Rob. In the United States, President Trump has said, continues to call the coronavirus the Chinese virus, and a member of his administration has called it the Kung Flu virus as a takeoff on the Chinese martial arts. And there has also been an increase in attacks on Asian Americans, not just Chinese. But so do you think these attacks are going to transfer from Asians to Jews in the near future? Toda, Rob.
Or,
אני חושב שכן.
I think so.
אני חושב שכן. אין לך
בעולם. There is no problem in the world that is not aimed eventually towards Israel, towards the people of Israel, because in truth, all the problems of the world, Israel are to blame because they're not bringing the method of correction. It's in their hands. Therefore, certainly, eventually, humanity instinctively comes to blaming Israel for everything. Yes. Well, what are we doing, Michael? Where are we?
No, קטע מספר
20.
מתוך מאמר לסיום הזוהר. אם תרצה, נקרא את קטע 20.
לא, לא, בבקשה.
We were in 21. If you want, we can read 20.
No, no,
so 21, a speech for the completion of the Zohar. The Creator does not think of himself, whether he exists or whether he watches over his creations, and other such doubts. Similarly, one who wishes to achieve equivalence of form must not think of these things as well, when it is clear to him that the Creator does not think of them, since there is no greater disparity of form than that. Hence, anyone who thinks of such matters,
meaning of himself,
is certainly separated from him and will never achieve equivalence of form. This is what our sages said, let your actions be for the sake of the Creator. That is, dvikut with the Creator. Do not do anything that does not yield this goal of dvikut. This means that all your actions will be to bestow and to benefit for your fellow person. At that time, you will achieve equivalence of form with the Creator, as all his actions are to bestow and to benefit others, so you, all your actions will be only to bestow and to benefit others. This is the complete dvikut.
We see that all these things don't change, but as the Torah spoke about the times of Abraham, love thy friend as thyself, this is how we will have to observe it. We will have to do it in our times. And there is no compromise on this matter. Read it again, please.
Again, from the completion of the Zohar. The Creator does not think of himself, whether he exists or whether he watches over his creations, and other such doubts. Similarly, one who wishes to achieve equivalence of form must not think of these things as well, when it is clear to him that the Creator does not think of them, since there is no greater disparity of form than that. Hence, anyone who thinks of such matters is certainly separated from him and will never achieve equivalence of form. This is what our sages said, let all your actions be for the sake of the Creator. That is, dvikut with the Creator. Do not do anything that does not yield this goal of dvikut. This means that all your actions will be to bestow and to benefit your fellow person. At that time, you will achieve equivalence of form with the Creator. As all his actions are to bestow and to benefit others, so you, all your actions will be only to bestow and to benefit others. This is the complete dvikut.
Meaning, where are we connecting with the Creator? Not in us and not in him, but in the middle. It's called in the middle line, where we bestow to others. As much as I bestow to the others, that's called that I'm bestowing to the Creator. And then there, I discover that the Creator wants to bestow to them. And I seemingly am opening a valve for the bestowal of the Creator to all of humanity to the extent in which I bestow to humanity. This is the rule that the connection between us to the Creator is done in the middle line, where I for my beloved and my beloved for me, but we meet in that common field between us in the love of others. And from the love of others, we come to the love of the Creator. Therefore, look at what he's revealing to us today by the coronavirus, by other blows that will come maybe if we don't succeed at this. All together, he will obligate us either in a good way or not such a good way to us having to come to love of others, to bestow to others, to advertise to others, to advertise to others that we have to connect and give the Creator a place to be revealed. It's a very short thing, very opportune and ready from above, and we can truly do this with ease. We were never so close. All of humanity was not so close to building a place for the Creator to be revealed. This is truly a wonder of what's happening in our times. Italy 4.
Una domanda riguardo la divulgazione dell'Arvut, posso?
Question about disseminating of Arvut, can I?
Rav, ma secondo te, uno studente di Kabbalah, di Bnei Baruch, dovrebbe anche apprendere...
In your opinion, does a Kabbalah student from BB also need to study all kinds of knowledge in multimedia to know how to pass it onward?
To the extent in which he needs the wisdom for the correction of the world, he can learn something in connection to that. Yes, that's right.
Hebrew 10.
Yes. Hebrew 10. Rav, my question is like this. First, I went to where there's a lot of people.
I don't want to hear your stories. You have a question? Just one question, one sentence.
One sentence. People are willing to hear us. That's the sentence. Because I tried, I saw, and I believed.
So keep going. Very good, and bless you. North 1IL, that's a group from north of Israel.
Good morning, friends. Good morning, Rav. What is to build a place for the Creator? What is that?
Building a place to the Creator means the connecting between us in such a way that in that connection he can be revealed. That is it. Except for that. Your microphone... It's the last time you're speaking like that. That's it.
PT-10.
No, PT-10.
PT-10?
Oh, PT-10, okay. And then we will...
PT-10.
Then we'll start a new material. PT-10.
I heard you saying now that we were never so close to the state of being able to give the Creator a place to be revealed.
Right, as we are now. After all the exile, that we were prohibited of disclosing the wisdom of Kabbalah, even everybody for studying it and so on. Today, we are at a time where everything is completely open. You can study, you can speak about the correction, you can speak about the purpose of creation, person's role in this world, everything. Just do it. Along with that, there's a burdening of the heart that you don't want to do, and you don't want to engage in this. Yeah.
The revelation of the Creator is not just what we're thinking. It's the revelation of the Creator to all of humanity, actually.
This is a revelation to all of humanity, yes. Of course. And you too, take care of your mic. Michael, let's go.
Before we move to the next part of the lesson, we'll sing a song.
We will become together as one. We'll be forever connected.
всю силу любви хотим обрести, объединившись навеки.
ולא חשוב מה שקורה בחוץ, כי העיקר נמצא בינינו.
Cuando nos unimos juntos, nuestro amor gobernará.
Hey, hey, rise above and feel the love inside. Hey, hey,
пускай любовь там придет скорее.
Hey, hey, de corazones unidos, la cava, Osher Poel Bakli. Hey, hey, rise above and feel the love inside.
Любовь там придет скорее.
Эй, эй, де корасонес унидос, лакава, оше поэль бакли.
Ота мишпаха, ота аргаша, меал апар шебенейну.
The higher we go, reaching our soul, we will reveal that connection.
Не важно, что там происходит вокруг, а важна связь между друзьями.
Я un capares как como un malestar, nuestra actitud controlará.